Six Democrats and one who is not affiliated with a party are vying for the chance to unseat freshman New York Republican Congressman John Faso of the 19th District. Democratic Greene County resident Brian Flynn joined the race in the first half of 2017. Flynn says he has been an advocate and activist for decades, and running for public office is taking this to the next level.
I think it's a help that I'm not a career politician and a lobbyist, that I come from a completely different perspective. But I have been in Washington and gotten things done at the congressional level as an outsider. When my brother was killed by terrorists in the Lockerbie bombing of 1988, my family has spent the better part of three decades pursuing justice and also security. I actually helped pass a piece of legislation, the Iran-Libya Sanctions Act, where I was quoted on the floor of the U.S. Senate. So no, I have not held elected office, but I've been to Washington and know how to get things done there and have deep legislative experience with a specific expertise in national security and counterterrorism.
Flynn lives in the town of Hunter.
I have deep roots in the district. I'm the third generation of my family to call Greene County as home. I've also been a lifelong progressive Democrat and fought for progressive causes, including Medicare for all, immigrant rights, public education, but also, and I think this is critically important considering the challenges we have today, I'm also a blue-collar American job creator. I've been a small business owner and an entrepreneur for decades, but most recently I've had the opportunity to create jobs at factories here in New York and throughout the country.
Flynn, who is president of a medical device manufacturing company, believes there are several areas where a bipartisan approach can work, such as for the environment.
I think there's a bipartisan opportunity with a carbon tax, a revenue-neutral carbon tax, which would provide us the platform we need in order to start generating more jobs in renewable energy and lead us to a more sustainable future.
Flynn is proposing what he calls a Marshall Plan for America, which includes policies to reduce disparities in the criminal justice system and support women in the workforce. It is a plan to retool the American worker.
So it starts with training and retraining for the jobs that exist today. I met with the head of BOCES, and I met with the head of the Chamber of Commerce, and I met with union leaders. And we can actually come together, and they all said the same thing. The biggest problem is workforce development. People aren't trained for the jobs that exist today. And as a business owner, I can go into each of those areas, and I'm also a union member, and talk to them and say, let's work together and figure out how to integrate education, industry, and labor so that we get workers that are trained for the jobs that exist today. The second thing is we have to invest in infrastructure. And everyone always talks about transportation infrastructure, and that's critical. But we also need to invest in digital and broadband infrastructure. We are punishing small towns and rural communities because we don't give them broadband and we don't give them cell service. And it has to be treated like we treated electrification around the country. Third thing, and I think this is important when it comes to infrastructure, is housing infrastructure. We have some things happening down in Sullivan County. We're having 4 million new visitors come to that new casino, but we don't have the housing infrastructure in place. And you better do that in a way that takes into account the fragility of our communities from an environmental perspective and the importance of water and sewer infrastructure that would enable us to grow.
Plus, he says,
the top employer in every one of our counties in this district is healthcare. So investing in healthcare, Medicare for all, will actually generate more jobs and more economic activity. And the same is true with the environment. Investing in renewables creates five times the number of jobs versus fossil fuels, and you don't need a coal mine in your area in order to put people to work. That's a great opportunity. The tariff that was just passed on solar panels is going to destroy about 30% of the jobs that we currently have in our district, good-paying technical jobs, for people who are installing solar because of that one arbitrary tariff that's going to help the fossil fuel industry and do nothing for the renewable industry.
Meantime, here's some of what he's hearing on the campaign trail.
I was at a meeting the other night and I asked people, what are you concerned about? And the thing that came up most was I'm concerned about the democracy. And that struck a chord with me because that's part of what prompted me to get into this game. And the reason why, you know, people are concerned about democracy is because when people get scared and anxious and desperate, those are the times, those are the seeds for extremism.
As for strategy, Flynn offers the following anecdote when he was speaking with maple syrup producers in Arkville in Delaware County.
They said to me, you know, wow, that's terrific. We'd love to be supportive of you. And I said, that's great. And they said, what party are you from? And I said, does it matter? And they said, no, it doesn't, because it seems like you're working to get things done. I said, yeah, That's the right answer.
Flynn acknowledges that fundraising is key in a race against the first-term incumbent.
I've been against money in politics and have written about it and tried to get it out of there for a long time. However, if you want to win the game, you have to be in the game.
Flynn says he will not accept corporate PAC money.
We will have the resources necessary to take on John Faso, and it's I would love to think we didn't have to, but I think it's naive to think that you can win without raising the necessary money, and I won't make that mistake.
Faso, who mentions he won his 2016 race by a 25,000-vote margin, addressed the 2018 contest during a Congressional Corner interview with WAMC's Alan Shartok.
So I'm focused on my race. I know that a lot of Democratic activists are motivated, but I think by Election Day, a lot of Republican activists will be motivated as well.
Brian Flynn is one of six Democratic candidates looking to run against Faso in what is considered a swing district in the national spotlight. A seventh candidate is unaffiliated. The primary is June 26th. To hear interviews with candidates Patrick Ryan and Gareth Rhodes, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.